Market Church.
We are now standing on the northern long side of Market Church, St. Cosmas and Damian, as I told you. The Market Church is one of our oldest churches, as you can imagine, in Goslar. The building, however, that you see now is dating back to 1150. We do expect many, many older periods within the church being archaeological, but at the moment what we see, this is 12th century. And while we see this, remember our cathedral, the building opposite the Kaiserhaus, the Kaiserpfalz in the Pfalz area. The Market Church is exactly built after the cathedral. All the big churches in Goslar are built, St. Stephen, St. Jacob, Peter and Paul, and so on. They are all built in the same style, like a Latin cross with a long nave and a transept, and then a west tower area, three apsides in the east where the sun rises, and then next to the main nave, we have smaller naves accompanying the ship on the left and on the right-hand side. So this is the Romanesque outfit. We have, however, here on the northern side of Market Church, something very, very special, a building which was added in 1535. And this is the Market Church Library. And this library is something very, very special. Again, you can see the books that were stored in there nowadays in a very, very fine exhibition in the museum. So go there if you are interested in religious writings from the medievals into the 17th, 18th, 19th century. The library building, however, is added here on the northern end of the church in 1355. To tell you, we have now in Germany, we have had a Reformation in 1528, and we have now four big churches for Protestants. We have about 70% Lutheran people in Goslar. One church is Catholic. This is across the market square here, what we see on the right-hand side. You will go for 2 minutes, then you are at St. Jacob. This is the Catholic church. We have about 20% Catholic people. And we have also two mosques in Goslar. One in the old town in Frankenberger Straße. It's next to Schreiberstraße. And then we have another mosque in a suburb of Goslar called Oka. Well, when we take a look at the Market Church is surrounded by a graveyard, by a cemetery, and imagine, situated within the graveyards, next to the graves, the bakers sold their bread, which has a special meaning. A memento mori, as we say. You can eat as much as you want. You can eat and eat and eat. One day you come and end here. So memento mori. So in medieval towns was always sold either bread or meat on the main church cemetery.
The oldest marketplace, Schuhhof or Schuhyard.
Taking a turn to the left-hand side, we have now our oldest market. And if you look, you will recognize it is still looking like a little island, atop where a linden tree is situated. And then it goes down in a slight slope. And this is man-made. This is a vort. Remember Kaiserwort on the market square? This was also a man-made island. Don't forget, we are standing here in the waterbed of the Gose. And this oldest market, the Schuhhof nowadays, as it is called, is probably the old assembly area for the people that used to live in the early Goslar, when it was an aerial name. You remember that? And Later, it became the market for the shoemakers. On the right-hand side, you have another guild house, not too impressive. It was built after a big fire in 1780, and the shoemakers had no more money, but still they could afford quite a nice building over there. This is the Shoemaker Guild House. And on the left-hand side, you see the remains of the booths where some of the masters used to sell their goods, their shoes. And out of the small booths developed very, very impressive Gothic houses with a floor reaching through two stories and storing areas, one above the other. So this market square here, the old market square with the linden tree in the middle, is the oldest market in Goslar. And when we walk down now towards the east on the right hand side, we will see the younger parts of the Rathaus of our town hall. And we walk across the leather market on the square, which is now called the market with the fountain.